HQN Books and Harper Audio present Scandalous Secrets by Sanithia Williams. Performed by Adenrale Ojo. Chapter 1. Byron was at the top of his game. His heart pumped with exhilaration. The smile that refused to leave his face was beginning to hurt his cheeks. He stared out at the crowd surrounding the stage, and the eyes looking back at him were bright with enthusiasm, hope, and determination. Signs with his campaign's green and blue logo flowed like waves in their hands. A blend of people from all races, economic classes, and social backgrounds packed into the brewery where he'd chosen to hold his watch party. And he hadn't let them down. The results were in. He'd won. His supporters' fervor was like a tidal wave, bowling him over with its strength. He'd done this. He'd actually gotten this far. The primary win wasn't a guarantee he'd win a seat in the Senate, but he had lasted long enough to beat out an opponent with experience as a state legislator and a much longer record of public service. Living up to the expectations of the people who'd voted for him, the people who were currently cheering for him, was something he refused to take lightly.
"I promise you," Byron said into the microphone. In his periphery, Roy, his campaign manager, took a step forward.
Byron could hear Roy's warning in his head.
"Never make promises in a speech. They come back and bite you in the ass."
But Byron didn't care about that right now. This was a promise he planned to keep. Byron held up a finger and shook his hand with each word.
"I promise you I will not forget the trust you all have honored me with tonight. We have gotten this far and we will keep going all the way to Washington. No more waiting for tomorrow. The time is now."
The crowd cheered. They held up and waved his signs and repeated his words. "The time is now." The campaign slogan had come about during a debate after his opponent, State Senator Gordon, insisted the time wasn't right to try and fight the administration on progressive ideas. Byron's immediate comeback had been that 15 years was too long to wait, and the time was now. A slim hand slid into his left one and squeezed. Byron turned from the crowd toward his fiancée, Yolanda. Her brown eyes were filled with pride. Tall, graceful, and perfectly polished in a tasteful green blouse and navy pants to match his campaign colors, she complimented him. As Byron wrapped an arm around her shoulders and pulled her into his side, they looked like a young, optimistic couple deeply in love. But Byron didn't miss how a gleam of triumph overshadowed the pride in her eyes. Yolanda was a woman on her way to making partner at the reputable law firm she worked for, a position beneficial for the wife of North Carolina's newest senator. Byron leaned down and pressed a kiss to her lips. She placed a hand on his cheek. Her nails lightly scratched the beard he'd grown during the last weeks of the campaign. Her gentle reminder to cut the damn thing before she pulled back and grinned wider.
"We did it," she said.
He slid his arm back and entwined their fingers.
"Yes, we did."
They waved and shook hands as they made their way off the stage. The band played upbeat music. Champagne corks popped throughout the building, and more beer poured from the tap. The party would start now, along with the real work. He needed to finalize the strategy against his opponent. Brainstorm how to reach the digitally disconnected members in his district.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?